This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmer's Edge. I'm Riley Smith. The latest hog and pig report shows bearish market conditions. We'll have more from the American Farm Bureau Federation right after this.
Get more value from your soil testing this year and better service for your team. Book your spring or fall soil testing now until April 30th and receive free scouting software. Retailers and agronomists, don't wait. Get this free service that will set your team ahead of the competition. Visit FarmersEdgeLabs.com or contact labsales@FarmersEdge.ca to claim this special offer. Farmers Edge Labs, soil test with the best.
The latest USDA hogs and pigs report indicates bearish market conditions. Total inventory of animals is up compared to the previous report. Barrett Nelson, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, said the latest report contained some big numbers.
So I think overall this was a bearish report. The total inventory of hogs and pigs on June 1st came in at 75.1 million. Now this is up about 1% or 390,000 head from the last quarterly report. You know, this is pretty significant because this is the highest inventory since June 1st of 2020.
On the other side of production, pigs retained for breeding decreased this quarter down to the lowest breeding herd level in a decade. Nelson said several factors are influencing those numbers.
We've got cash hogs running around $106 per hundredweight. That's a really solid price for this time of year. And one of the things that's doing this is we're finding some demand. So even though we've got some bearish news in this report that our hog numbers are up, we've also got some really supportive demand coming in. Seeing some increased demand in the pork sector as a substitute for these record high beef prices is kind of interesting.
Nelson added that fortunately, consumers may see some good news when it comes to prices at the meat counter this summer.
But if we take a look at like our 4th of July cookout survey, we had pork chops down around 4%. So we saw some relief at the retail level from that. But as we kind of look moving forward, if we have stronger demand, we could see things pick back up a little bit. And that could provide some competition amongst our different meat protein sources.
For more information, visit fb.org. You can find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way, you can get our 5 Ag News stories conveniently delivered to your inbox every day. For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.